This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It is the official Talk Radio Countdown Show, and you want to know how I know it's the official Talk Radio Countdown Show? Because Michael Harrison is the official. He's in charge. It's his office.
I'm like a referee. You can't see it because we don't video this, but right. I do wear a striped shirt so as to stand out from the players and get the respect that an umpire deserves.
Exactly.
A referee.
All right, so he's here to go through the top stories of the week. Charts for the week of July 24th to the 29th and the people list as well, which you can find at talkers.com every week. And we also have it at gooddayshow.com as well. So let us go through, Michael, please.
Here we go.
Stories and the people list.
I'm raring to go. I got a lot of information here, and this is it. At number 10, we have a tie between big tech and the CHIPS Act. At number 9, immigration. At number 8, race relations, LGBTQ rights, and abortion rights. A lot of civil rights action in the on the radio. COVID-19 and health care at number 7. At number 6, the Russia-Ukraine war tied with U.S. foreign affairs, and a lot of that takes in China. At number 5, the environment and climate change. At number 4, crime and gun control. At number 3, the January 6th committee hearings. At number 2, partisan politics and elections. And number 1, the economy and the Fed rate hike. The people on the survey at number 10, Hunter Biden. At number 9, Brittany Griner and Paul Whelan. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping at 8. Anthony Fauci's at 7. At number 6, we have Ron DeSantis. And we should squeeze in there, it's not on your list, but late research indicates Mike Pence tied with Ron DeSantis at number 6. At number 5, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Joe Manchin is at 4. Number 3, Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Donald Trump is at 2. And he's almost number 1. I mean, it's almost a tie between him and number 1, which is Joe Biden. And that's a snapshot of the conversation on talk shows across America this week.
A lot of focus, as usual, on the environment and what's going on, the drought. You and I live in Massachusetts. Very hot, very dry, very humid here. Farms out where you are. You live in the part of the state where there are more farms than in my part of the state. The Connecticut River Valley, that's the saving grace there, because the farms that are on the valley or next to the river are able to get the nourishment they need to make things grow. But elsewhere around our state and around the country, the situation is, I don't know if the word dire is too vivid, but it's not good, put it that way. And the price of, in a year and a time when the price of food, which is certainly related to number 1, the economy, price of food, people are having to make choices. Do I eat my food or do I pay my rent? And that's not a good, healthy place for a country like ours to be, Michael.
Not good at all. No, I mean, obviously it's a problem time. And inflation, the rising cost of goods, services, fuel and food, and housing are problematic. However, I have to point out that fuel prices have been easing. They are starting to come down.
Right.
There are indications that the housing market has cooled off, which is good for people who have to find a place to live or buy a house or pay rents, which are extraordinary. They're absolutely, through the roof, to use a no pun intended.
Right. I saw what you did there. That was clever, Michael.
But I tripped over it. I didn't deliver it properly. I'm going to go back to the. I'm going to go back and practice.
Let's re-record that.
Really. That's awful. But there are other areas where it's not clear as to whether this is a recession or what a recession means, and it's not even clear as to what type of inflation we're experiencing. So this is a time that has economists confused, and a lot of people are not quite sure. They're not sure of their own financial situation, which is a kind of a ridiculous thing. I mean, do you need to have economists tell you whether you're well off or not, you know?
Well, but the country's not sure of its own financial footing. Mm-hmm. So people who live in the country, there are those who are involved in politics and government who want to keep spending money that they don't have to spend. They aren't addressing the real-world issues like waste, fraud, abuse, the kinds of things that go on in government every day. And we say, oh, well, that's government. You know, two guys riding around in a truck, the Public Works Department, and they aren't doing anything but riding around in a truck. And the rule is you can't have one guy out on his own, so there has to be two people in the truck, and they're going to Dunkin' Donuts. Okay, let's go to Dunkin' Donuts. Takes two guys to go there. You know, that kind of stuff. The disrespect, we laugh about people, but you see it, especially this time of year, pretty much everywhere around the country where there are road works and public works projects going on. The guy who's leaning on the shovel, the guy who's talking to the other guy, the policeman is there to direct the traffic, and the work is barely getting done. We have an intersection in my town of Framingham that has been under construction for 2 years, and nobody knows what the real reason is. Well, nobody wants to say what the real reason is. The real reason is the feather bedding that's going on, and especially not just with the town employees, but the utility companies that have to move the wires, that have to remove the gas lines. And these people, they do it when they feel like doing it. And it's just, it's like things are coming to a standstill. We are getting crushed by the weight of our own success, in a manner of speaking. You know, there are now too many people. You can't feed all the people in the world. You can't manage all the people in the world, right? I mean, look around. Isn't all of the stuff we talk about, all the problems the world has are based on us not being able to fix the problems because there are too many of them, because there are too many people that create too many problems. How's that for a treatise?
Wow. You should have been one of the founding fathers. Thomas Jefferson could have used you when he put together the Declaration of Independence.
I was Thomas Jefferson.
That's very possible. You might have been Thomas Jefferson, but somewhere in the transition, you lost a couple of brain cells. I'm just teasing. But the issue of economics is very complicated. You know, you mentioned two guys. That's two people getting a salary as opposed to one in the truck. And they go to Dunkin' Donuts. That keeps the people at Dunkin' Donuts working.
Yes.
You know, circulation of money is part of economic health. Mm-hmm. It's not so much the creation of wealth that is the circulation of wealth. I don't fully understand it, but I don't feel bad about not understanding it, because not understanding it and being honest about it is a step toward enlightenment, because I think most people, including the so-called experts, do not understand how this whole thing operates.
Not doing a good job forging ahead of teaching youngsters who are in school about how the basics of the economy, for example, work, or maybe the basics of the environment. A practical experience, for example, the deadly Kentucky floods this week. We'll talk about that as we continue on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. 15 past the hour. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. I'm Doug Steffen with the word on getting healthy. The right way, the correct way, the intelligent way, the important way of seeing through to make sure that all the work you've done to lose the weight doesn't go up in smoke, or it doesn't go up in fat, I guess either or. The problem with people who lose weight, sometimes fast, is that it goes back again, comes back on. You pile it, took it off, and you pile it back on again. So a good stopgap for that is to use a product called Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It's a weight loss formula that has all natural ingredients, aloe vera, collagen protein, digestive enzymes are there. It's not a very simple, it's not complex, very simple way for the body to repair itself, rebuild itself, using this formula. So if you'd like to take advantage right now of the Dog Days of Summer sale going on, get yourself into the healthy place and staying there, go to toploss.com, their website, toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. You get the special pricing on the Dog Days of Summer deal, plus you don't have to pay for shipping. That's not the incentive. The incentive here is to know that you're going to lose the weight and keep it off. Check it all out, and then check yourself out at toploss.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Time for us to help you get healthy the correct way. El Correctamundo. So joining us, Elizabeth Miller, who is one of the superb counselors. So let's talk about the Dog Days of Summer sale and fast shipping.
Right now, it's a buy three, get three free. So that's when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're getting 90 days free. So it's a great time to stock up and save big. It's like paying half price. It's on our website, toploss.com. Or you can call us toll-free. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
And when you're checking out, make sure you use discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping as well. The Dog Days of Summer sale going on right now at toploss.com for Calitrin. Elizabeth Miller here, one of the great people working at Calitrin, at your service and on your side. 18 after the hour. So these people that were killed, there were 8 of them. And the floods in Kentucky this week, our number 5 issue on the countdown story list, the environment. Mm-hmm. So this continues. One part of the country is dry as a bone. Another part of the country gets 10 inches of rain in like a day or less. So here we go with all these contrasts, and people are trying to figure out what to do. How do they survive? Because it's a big hazard, isn't it?
Floods are a hazard. Floods are scary. They come out of nowhere. You can be hit by a flash flood, some type of a flood, even in a drought. And then the irony is sometimes the flood happens so fast, it washes across the land, it destroys things, and it happens so quickly that the ground doesn't have a chance to absorb it, and then you go right back into a drought, which is a terrible situation.
The runoff.
Right. Is that what it's called? Yeah.
The runoff, yeah. Happens on the farm sometimes, as the EPA says that it's a danger, but they don't really quite understand how it works. But there is runoff. Especially, I was talking to you a few minutes ago about you living close to the Connecticut River, and in the valley, there are lots of instances, especially when there's heavy torrents of rain, when some of the topsoil gets washed off into the river. Happens mm-hmm. at the Mississippi River. It happens along the banks of many rivers where there is farmland, beautiful, rich farmland, but some of it erodes because that's just kind of the way nature is. You know, people wonder where loam comes from, where dirt comes from. A lot of it is recycled from the waters, the river, the estuaries. You didn't know that. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But it's really interesting how the world changes with the climate, and where there's a drought and there's sand and there's desert now was 100,000 years ago lush growing areas. Pretty interesting. All right, Michael and Doug continue now with our overview of this past week on News Talk Radio, 21 after the hour.
Talk Radio Countdown. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Dear listeners, this is a letter from Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. Please pay attention to what we do here on this program because it's important. How about that? We send that note. We can use Constant Contact and send it to everybody.
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 Right. Build audiences one brick at a time.
That's right. Exactly.
That's actually the way life is today. One brick at a time. One person
there
at
is.
A time. Am I right?
Sometimes it's one brick goes up and two of them fall down.
Yep. Okay. Well, there's no such thing as mass media anymore. There's no such thing as, you know, public opinion. Everything comes down to the individual cell that makes a society, and that's individual people, each plugged into their earbuds
and to their
podcasts and to their websites, and it's a whole different environment as to how we communicate.
It's mask media. You misplaced a vowel and a consonant there.
Mask media.
Did you see that Los Angeles County this week? This is regarding number 7 on the story list. The County of Los Angeles Public Health Department says that there's no more problem. We've reversed our course on the mask mandate. You do not have to have, if you're indoors, they were going to reinstate it, but then they changed their mind because it's not a big deal anymore. In Los Angeles County, it seems that you don't need to wear a mask. Now, there are people who choose to wear a mask who live in L.A., my daughter, my son, their families, when they're in tight quarters on the plane when I went out to get my daughter and my grandson to come out and visit with me on the farm last week, they all wore masks. And as they say, it's up to you if you want to. Does it seem intelligent? Do you think people who wear masks are more intelligent than those who don't, Michael?
I do not judge people anymore by whether they wear a mask. I just respect them. Let them do what they want.
What do you do?
I wear a mask when I have to wear a mask. I know in Massachusetts, if you go into any building that's a medical building, of any kind, a hospital, a doctor's office, whatever, you have to wear a mask. So you wear a mask. If I have a mask in my pocket and I'm in an elevator and everybody in the elevator is wearing a mask or there's another person, I'll take my mask out and put it on so as to respect them. I find mask wearing is more of a social thing now than it is necessarily a scientific one.
Mm-hmm.
But I do not like the idea of politically weaponizing masks, and I think we're out of that era. I think no longer is it a left-right Republican-Democrat issue, and that makes me relieved, to say the least.
Yeah, it does, frankly. Speaking of left-right and Republican and Democrat, number two on the story list this week is the focus on the midterm elections and the amount of there are a number of things that I would like to visit with you on. One of them is how much money is going to be spent advertising on the radio and elsewhere for these hardcore politicos. Billions. Remember when it used to be a big thing when there was millions spent for elections? Now it's billions being spent to advertise.
Makes you wonder why. Makes you wonder why.
Well, the
how much money is there? How much money is there in having your way politically? How much money is there in being elected dog catcher? You know, when you hear people spend millions of dollars to have a job that pays hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
You know, what's the point of that?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the money going? What benefits are gained by being in office? This is all fascinating stuff.
Well, it speaks to the decay of the representative form of government that we are not a democracy. We're representative, and supposedly the people who are in Congress represent us.
Uh-huh.
I think that that's one of the reasons there are problems, because they don't represent us. More on that coming up, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mortgage rates are on the decline. The 30-year fixed mortgage rate fell to just above 5.1% on Friday. It was sitting just over 5.5% on Wednesday. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is requesting the National Guard assist with the surge of illegal immigrants arriving in the nation's capital from Texas. Regarding National Guard troops, House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reminds everyone,
They're concerned about bringing National Guards in after what was happening here during the summers, and people's safety was concerned, and they didn't think the National Guard should be there then. It just shows the hypocrisy of the mayor and the hypocrisy of the White House. Why don't they secure the border?
Another bus of illegal immigrants arrived in Washington, D.C. on Friday. This is USA Radio News. A bill designed to help veterans is headed back to Congress.
The Honoring Our Pact Act bill failed at the Senate level during a procedural vote Wednesday. That vote could have cleared the way for a vote on legislation to expand benefits for the estimated 3.5 million veterans exposed to toxic burn pits during America's wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Burn pits are open-air pits that would be filled with trash, medical waste, rubber, plastics, and other hazardous materials set ablaze usually with the assistance of jet fuel. The problem is changing in the bill's language. That means it needs to go back and pass the House and Senate again with the new language. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
With July wrapping up, we're heading into the peak of hurricane season. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says August, September, and October are the most active months. NOAA is calling for between 14 and 21 named storms this season. USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, here we are at 34 after the hour. This is the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. It plays around the country and around the world on a lot of great radio stations. As a matter of fact, you know what I should start doing like Casey Kasem used to do? Remember on the American Top 40, he would always acknowledge the stations that are carrying the program. It's heard around the country and around the world on great radio stations like KTAK, K-Talk. All right, so anyway, that's it.
So why don't you do that?
I will. As a matter of fact, I'm going to get a whole list of stations. We have new stations being added now every week, so yeah.
Now, if you were Casey Kasem, here's how you do it. Okay, now on American Top 40, we're going to play the number one song in the nation, The Beatles. Ah, now, let's not play it. I'm just sick of hearing it. I mean, let's play something by Mantovani.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Okay, yep. Not Mantovani, something by Bach. As opposed to, instead of Bachman Turner Overdrive, we just do Bach. That's it, Bach. How about them apples? Bach. All right, so thanks to WGCL in Bloomington, the Indianapolis market, for carrying the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Here we go.
Yep.
Cool. All right, here we have number 8 this week, the combo. You were explaining to me off the air the how you put these things together. Sometimes it takes some magic.
Well, not really. What I explained to you has nothing to do with how we put this together.
Oh.
You asked me something. Yeah, I'm going to stop you right dead in your tracks.
Okay.
so you don't misrepresent anything.
Uh-oh.
You asked a question of what's the commonality between certain things on a certain line, and I explained what they were. But sometimes things have no commonality at all. They're just ties.
Okay.
So I'm sorry to stop you dead in your tracks, but I cannot allow misinformation to come forth.
Can't have that. Not under any circumstances. Okay, so maybe this is a partial sports. There's a lot of sports stuff because the football teams are back in the camp, and And I know you love football, and even though Brady doesn't play for the Patriots, I know you love Brady, and nobody's decided whether...
I don't love Brady anymore.
You don't?
No.
Because he
went
to Tampa?
I'm Brady'd out.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah, no, I would never have left New England if I were Brady.
No, I don't think... But why did he leave? Was it just for Patriots?
He left. He had problems with Belichick. He had problems with Kraft. He had problems with the Patriots. He had problems, you know, with their philosophy or whatever. But see, I'm extremely old school when it comes to sports. I think if you have the love of a city, if you have the love of a market or a region where the people adore you, and it's gone on for years and years and years, and you've made millions and millions of dollars, Why would you besmirch that special relationship as a human being with all those people that grew up loving you to get an extra year or two out and a couple of more millions of dollars by going to another place and breaking people's hearts and besmirching that relationship? Brett Favre did it with Green Bay. Yeah. My hero when it comes to this stuff was Jackie Robinson, was a great hero of the Brooklyn Dodgers. Their arch rivals were the New York Giants. And he still had rubber left on his wheels, you know? He still had... Yep. And they traded him. They traded one of the greatest human beings of all time. The relationship between him and Brooklyn was overwhelming. They traded him while he still had athletic ability to the Giants of all places, to the dreaded Giants. And you know what he did? He said, rather than betray the fans that I have a relationship with who love me in Brooklyn, I am retiring.
I quit.
No, I'm serious. I really feel strongly about that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not in love with Brady anymore. Nah.
Okay. All right. Would you like to see Gronk playing somewhere? You never loved
Gronk
him,
too.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
They loved Gronk in New England.
Yep.
I mean,
they did.
You know.
They did. All right. So let's talk about this guy from the University of Michigan. The football coach there, Jim Harbaugh, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, who is fiercely against abortion, said that he would be willing to raise the baby of any of his players if they happen to impregnate a lady on the campus. Hmm. He told the players that the same thing I tell my children, boys and girls, same thing. For everybody, I encourage them, if they have a pregnancy that wasn't planned, to go through with it. Go through with it. I kind of feel that same way myself, but it's, you know, it's a personal thing of above. And, you know, there's lots of reasons, sometimes good reasons, for having to do what you have to do. But he said, let the unborn child be born. And if you don't feel like you can care for it, you don't have the means, the wherewithal, then Sarah, my wife, and I will take the baby.
Hmm.
So... How about that? This guy gets paid $36 million to coach the...
Being the coach of a major college or university football team is equal to being a king.
Wow.
I mean, it is a remarkable job. That's why a lot of NFL coaches go into college football.
Yeah.
It doesn't work the other way. Usually college coaches fail when they go to the NFL. It's a whole different culture.
Yeah, it is.
They don't have control of the locker room the way NFL coaches do, the way they did when they were dealing with college students. But you get yourself in a prestigious university as a college coach and you have a winning record, you become a king, you become an emperor. They live on a level that is so luxurious and they're held in such high esteem that it's one of those little things people don't realize, that, you know, there are jobs out there that have perks. Boy, does that come with a set of perks.
You know, there are. I wanted to. We have a limited amount of time here, and I want to get on to a couple of other things if you're willing to move into another area. Number two this week, the parleying of partisan politics. How do you like that for alliteration?
Mm-hmm.
The new party that has been formed by Andrew Yang, who ran for the presidency and presented himself, I think he acquitted himself quite well, running as a Democrat, and Christine Todd Whitman, who was the Republican governor of New Jersey before Chris Christie was governor. They've come together. They've raised some money already. This seemed to come out of the blue, but what a great idea. Yes? What do you think?
Well, I mean, in a way, I think it'd be better if the Democrats and the Republicans got their act together.
Yeah.
If I think the two-party system is a really good system if the party's not corrupt. So basically, if somebody has a seriously wants to start a third party, what they really are saying is they want to start a party that will knock off one of the two parties and become the second other party.
Mm. You're right when you talk about this. Look at what happened this week. Republicans blocked a bill to help the vets. You go on the campaign trail, look at all these phonies who use soldiers in uniform as a backdrop for their patriotism and support, yada, yada, and then they vote against bills. There's nothing more disgraceful than the number of suicides among veterans in our country and the way the veterans are treated by the hospital system. There, you can count on one hand the number of good Veterans Administration hospitals there are in the country. And so here, the people that are trying to get things fixed, I mean, if they just do what they're supposed to do, you wouldn't think they'd need a bill. But this is antagonizing anger. It comes into my mind. I think this is a damn outrage, and these people are such phonies, Michael.
So, well, they're phonies in as much as they go for cosmetic remedies to play to their base, as opposed to remedies that might be politically inexpedient, that may take a long time and not serve their political interests. Mm-hmm. In other words, they none of them would ever take a chance of doing what they think is right that might cost them an election. That's why Liz Cheney, whether you like her or not, is proving to be a real statesperson.
I like her.
You know, and again, whether you agree with her position and your feelings in Trump, that's secondary. At least she's standing up for what she believes in, even if it means losing the election.
Yeah.
Most politicians won't do that. What they do is they find a way to come up with some kind of righteous indignation, some type of a bill, some type of a position that makes it look like they're doing something when they know what they're doing won't amount to anything anyway, but it makes them look good.
Isn't that amazing?
That's what happens. It's across the board.
Yep.
You know.
Number six this week, the war, the Germans are running out of hot water because they don't have the fuel. The gas is being turned off by the Russians.
Yep.
And already the water is cold in the city of Hanover, which is close to the Russian border. The German gas supply limited or eliminated. So what in the world happens this winter? When all this energy is shut down, a lot of cities, a lot of people, what's going to happen?
Well, what happens is people start to say, well, maybe we shouldn't get involved in the Russia-Ukraine conflict. Maybe we should just leave it to those two countries to work out their own problems and mind their own business.
Mm-hmm. Well, we all are interested in our own self.
Well, I mean, come on. I mean, everybody, you know, hey, we're beating up and, you know, taking it to Russia and we're sanctioning them and now they're going to really suffer. And all of a sudden the Russians fight back and, like, they're bad guys now. I mean, don't you expect there to be a retaliation? If you're going to have an economic war, Russia's going to fight back. Again, I'm not saying they're right or they're wrong. I'm saying it's to be expected.
Yeah.
You know, put up or shut up. It's so easy to fight a war that other people are fighting for you. But if you know, if you're going to get involved in a peace movement or a war movement, you better be ready to have your kids sent off to serve or your gas to be shut off.
Inflation is the focus as we continue. This is the Talk Radio Countdown program. Did you know that 2 out of 3 men experience hair loss before they're 35? You want to gamble with your hair? You can flip the odds in your favor. The word is KEEPS, for keep your hair. KEEPS, KEEPS. Clinically proven, FDA-approved hair treatment available now online at KEEPS.com. You want to go to KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen, 50% off your first treatment, your first order. So whether you're trying to prevent hair loss, you're trying to stimulate the growth of hair, whatever it is, keep the hair that you've got. KEEPS is a doctor-controlled helpline. They'll give you the right products, develop a personalized hair-saving routine just for you. So get KEEPS delivered straight to your door by going to KEEPS.com, KEEPS.com/Doug Steffen, 50% off your first order. Keeps. Keep your hair with Keeps.com.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Let's go through the people list now on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the week of July 24th to the 29th. People list includes 10 people, including at number 10, Hunter Biden. At number 9, Brittany Griner. Number 8, Bad Vlad. That's Vladimir Putin, for those of you who are unwashed. Dr. Phony Fauci is at 7. Ron DeSantis, number 6. Nancy Pelosi. There's a lot of phonies on this list this week. Number 5, Joe Manchin is 4, sort of tied with Chuck Schumer. They made a deal. Liz Cheney is at number 3 because of a lot of things like the January 6th committee, a lot of people reporting on her congressional race, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Number 2 is Mr. Trump. And number 1 on the list, he's the president in residence. That's our Joe. Mr. Biden, number 1. People list. There it is. The official list from Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice. But passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Countdown show now with an overview of the stories, the official list from Talkers Magazine. You can find these lists at Talkers.com and also at GoodDayShow.com. At number 10 this week, what's going on in technology, specifically the CHIPS Act. Number 9, immigration, the story of the illegals running rampant all over our country. Number 8, the story of our relations with people who are not like us. I think that's probably a good way of putting all the things about abortion rights and the LGBTQ rights. Number 7, COVID. Number 6, the war. Number 5, the environment. Number 5, that's number 4, is a crime connected to gun control and the results of a study done in California. Pretty interesting. Number 3, January 6th. Number 2, the election, or at least potential election, what's going to happen, new party. And number 1, the economy. That's the story list this week from Talkers. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison here with, he's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Go to Talkers.com every week to get the list of the things that are on the charts. You can also get it at GoodDayShow.com. So you're going to introduce a record. Doesn't seem like something that a talk radio guy would be doing.
Actually, this one is a record, musical record designed for talk radio. I mean, music radio doesn't, you know, break records, meaning create hits anymore. But it's called Idiots. You and I have talked about it a number of weeks ago. It's with Gun Hill Road. I'm the lead singer on it, but I sort of talk sing it. It's sort of like Robert Preston in The Music Man. Yeah. And it's about idiots in our society, and it's very, very powerful, and it's going to be a video, and we'll do a big premiere of it here on this show.
Yes, we will. Michael Harrison sings and dances his way into your heart here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Yes, I look forward. Remember, we premiered the last Guns N' Road record that you were in.
Yeah. That was
right,
also
so we'll
a
do that
type of song.
Something to look forward to. Michael Harrison with Doug Steffen at 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
So this week, you and I both were out and bought hundreds of millions of dollars worth of Mega Millions jackpot tickets, right? We're going to win.
I spent $1 million, yes.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Did you see that? Not to be facetious, the guy that owns the chicken...
Yes. I was going to bring that up to you, but you know, I have to admit, I never heard of that chain. It's in 35 states.
Supposedly, they're all over the South. One of our new headquarters in Dallas, the folks there say that there are a bunch of them down in Texas. It's kind of like the Waffle House. The Waffle House isn't everywhere. I know the Waffle House, but I don't never heard of this chick place. Maybe I just don't eat chicken.
Raising Cane, I think it is, or something.
Yes,
like
I think that's what it's called. Right.
So what did he do? He bought 50,000.
He sent one of his employees to a local office near the headquarters to buy 50,000 tickets. It took the employee in this particular, it was a gas station, I think, or some, who knows, convenience store, took the person all day to print out 50,000 tickets. So then I wonder how they distributed them, because as you just pointed out, there are stores in 35 states. So how I don't know, it's just a
how does that
kind
work?
I am so
personally anti-gambling. I'm not against it for other people. This is not a moral issue or a political one. It's just my own personal conservative nature when it comes to money. I think gambling's a bad bet. I'd rather invest money in my businesses and for that nature. Or something very old-fashioned. I do something that I'm scoffed at by everybody. I actually like to save money. But that's another issue. But how does it work? Okay, so it's up to 1.2 billion. It was like 800 million last week.
Right.
The guy goes out, he buys all these tickets, and then the next day you find out it's going up. Are those tickets now invalid?
Ones he bought for last week or no go? Last week. As we do this, it's the end of the week, so there may be a winner by the time you hear this.
Right.
By the way, your odds of winning. 1 in 303 million, because that's how many tickets have been sold. And so there you go. Bing, bang, boom. 303.
So basically, it's like throwing money down the drain. I mean, it's like... Okay,
no, it's right. Like, oh, how can you say that? No. It's great for the psyche. You spend all week after you buy a ticket, you think to yourself, okay, I'm going to win, and this is what I'm going to do with the money. I'm going to help my mother, my father, my grandmother, my grandfather, my children, my grandchildren. I'm going to put them all through school.
What a good person.
I'm going to buy a new house for all of the people in my family.
What a wonderful human being you are.
That's what it's all about. It's good for the psyche. Think about all the good things you're going to do. And if you're a selfish SOB, excuse me, you think about all the things that you can do with it for yourself.
So if I go out and buy a $2 ticket, I have the same amount of credit on the cosmic scale of justice and goodwill as if I had bought all my relatives these things? That's fantastic. That's an easy way to get off of a lifetime of guilt.
Yeah. No guilt here. No, is it Catholic guilt, Jewish guilt? What is all that guilt that people have? Your mother said, you shouldn't do that, Johnny. And when you're 82 years old, you're still thinking about what your mother said. You shouldn't do that, Johnny.
No, your mother said, oh, you're giving me a heart attack. You're giving me a heart attack. That's what you, that's the kind of guilt.
Now, your mother said, you don't like my chicken soup. You don't want any more. That's the kind of stuff. Here. Anyway, so the structure here, the main principle of this is not so you help yourself, just so you know. You're buying it, this is for the greater good, because you're going to provide cash for schools and libraries and local jurisdictions, new roads. And that's
new roads so that guys could stand by their shovels and lean on it.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly.
So the guy that bought the $100,000 worth of tickets for his employees, that money's gone. But for $100,000, he now has everybody that working for him thinking he's a great guy.
He's a great guy. Sure.
It's a wonderful company.
And look at all the people that know about the company. They know it's great PR.
Right.
It cost him $50,000. So, under the circumstances...
I think it cost him $100,000.
Sorry, but they're $2 tickets, yeah. I think you're right. Yeah, right, exactly. But he didn't buy the multiplier. Is that more expensive? I don't buy tickets.
I don't know how it works.
Nobody knows how it works. Tickets. All right, anyway. So, good luck to all of you. Jackpot winners. Everybody listening to this program is a winner. And so we are happy to have you with us, and we wish you good luck and good. We send you lots of goodwill. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.